Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Got that wrong, too. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. That's not playing. Well, that's because I turned it down. I got out of step because he wasn't here last week. From the lovely confines of Chambers Custom in lovely wherever Chambers Custom is in Nebraska, joined again by, this is 1911 University, and joined again by Joe Chambers. How goes it?
Oh, well, it's going good. Raining.
Did you succeed in everything that you needed to do in Lincoln the other day?
I did. Yes, yeah, I did.
Have you done anything yet with your lever gun? Too busy with other things, I guess.
Well, I got a scope mount in for it from a company, but the only one they had that I liked was silver, so I've got to coat it black and then figure out what else I'm going to do. I need to order that hand guard, I guess, and machine it so you can use the tube feeder. And
I want to see how you're going to do that, because it has a couple of bolts in the end of it there, where you're talking about machining it, where you can drop the rounds into it and use the actual feeding mechanism on it. But that's all beside the point. Yeah. That's all beside the point.
Trust me, I'll make it happen.
I understand. Well, if anybody could, I guess it would be you.
Or I'll destroy a very expensive handguard in the process.
without a regret in the world, would you?
Yeah.
Either that, or you'll make one. Then that would be even worse. I've never thought about that. So, like, you try to get their handguard in there, and you want to modify it to where it will work and do what you want it to do, and it, because of the way it's built, you can't modify it, and it still retain all that structural integrity. And then you look at that and go, "This is an easy fix. I could do this."
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, Chambers Custom becomes the preeminent lever gun accessory supplier as well.
Oh, I don't think so.
That would be stupendous. Of course, then Eric and Brandon and the kid, they're going to probably mutiny on you. So there's always that. There's always that to worry about. What about the pond? Will the rain fill up the pond? Will the pond finally get some water?
Yeah, I got some water in there right now.
Yeah.
And it's still raining. We got an inch and 40 hundredths the other day, and now we've got, I don't know, we've got about probably an inch today that's still coming down, so. You know, it's a good start anyway.
Yeah.
It's not there yet, but it's getting close. We're getting water in the pond, which is important. It needed a good, you know, heavy rain to seal it anyway, so.
My question would have, How much water will that hold? Do you even know? Do you have any idea?
A couple million gallons.
Oh. It's probably not something that you I can just see that water bill if you tried to fill that up out of the kitchen.
No. If we fill it up out of anywhere, it'll be out of the river.
Gotcha. And finally,
it's a metric buttload. That's how much water.
Gotcha. Okay. Metric.
Like I talked to my buddy of mine at the fire department. He's like, "Yeah, dude, we can't help you." I'm like, "Okay."
So, and then of course, let's get to the heart of the matter. Where are we at with the Chambers custom pistols? Where are we at as far as what's going out, what's finished, what's out of the way, what's coming up?
Well, I got Monday or Tuesday, there'll be four Ness guns going out that are done, or they're being finished tomorrow, they're being glued. So there's four Ness guns going out next week. There's an R model that's going to a special dude. There's a CRG going out. There's five or six YC squareds going out. And then this two gun set that I've been working on, I'm going to blue tomorrow, and it'll be going out sometime next week when I decide to let go of it. So yeah, there's like over a dozen guns going out next week. That's good.
Wow.
That's progress. Yeah.
So when
I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to, what you're sitting.
Oh, I'm sitting on an R model that I got a client that wants an R model and a WMG to match. And so I had Kevin build the R model, and he wants sequential serial numbers. I mean, he wants the same serial number on both, you know.
Right.
And so I pulled frame 50 and of the fat WMG frames, and I said, "Here, Kevin, build this gun, and we'll find WMG 50 later, and you build it when you do the single stacks." And I forgot that I already have serial number 50 as my own. So I got this R model sitting here. It's brand new in the box that I guess I own right now. And right. I'm trying to figure out what to do with it. And I got dudes screaming at me on Facebook and Patreon and Instagram, I'll take it. And I'm like, I bet all of you will. Why don't you all just chill out while I decide if I'm going to destroy it by shooting it or not?
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook where you're talking about just running it to death. Just because I don't know, what is the difference between an R model and a non-R model?
The R model is a full-size, full dust cover. I mean, it's a big gun. It's the biggest gun we make. No compensator. You know, it's just a cone barrel. Super soft shooting. This one happens to be exceptionally accurate. I mean,
right.
Ridiculously accurate. Kevin did a fabulous job on the build. And it has a green grip, which is cool. It's kind of rare, but it's cool. So I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe I'll put it up for sale and sell it. Maybe I'll just throw it in the safe with all my other guns. I've been accumulating WMGs that people, you know, because we get guys that want to trade in. You know, they want to trade a WMG and get on the list for a fat WMG or whatever.
Right.
So I've been taking those trade-ins and just putting them in the, you know, signing them, taking them as myself later, and then putting them in my safe and just saving them. I think I got five of them now. All different configurations. I just took one the other day. That's a, it's a tactical model 9mm with iron sights. Really cool gun. Really cool gun.
Well, I tell you what.
And
hold that thought. We're coming up on the break. Hold that thought. Chambers Custom. Chambers Custom is a if you're going to look at a 2011, 2019, 1911, whatever it is you're looking for, if you are going to go the route of a custom gun, Chambers Custom is probably for, they sit alone with what they deliver. And the only way to know that is to shoot one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent
concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. It is 1911 University. I have a request of you, sir.
Okay.
You're going to like this, sir. Now.
See.
Tomorrow, I have a Mac Daddy camera coming. Shoots 8K video. 4K video in slow motion.
You can't even play 8K video on the computer anymore.
Hang on there, Cecil B. DeMille, and I'll explain to you why that's good, okay? Shooting 8K video, like if I'm shooting and I'm on the range shooting a gun, and I'm shooting it in 8K, if I have to do a crop in, I still get a 4K picture out of that. I can also take the 8K video and downsample it to 4K in the timeline, and then I have just outrageous amounts of detail available to me. So, I now have much better filming capability tomorrow, and since you've got all these guns sitting in this safe while you're trying to figure out what to do with them, you should send your old pal Bill a couple to film and review, and I'll turn around and send them back at you and all that other fun stuff.
Be cheaper to fly you out here, Bill. And more fun.
Well, I mean, we could do that too. I mean, that seems a little extreme.
The cost of shipping to ship you multiple guns, it'd be cheaper just to buy you a plane ticket, get you a hotel room, and say, come on out, stay for a couple days. And more fun.
I shipped your gun one time, and I think I had to pay for one of your guns to go back, and you needed it pretty quick. And I know it's expensive, but
it's about $175 per gun each way for me.
Well, see, first of all, I don't fly anymore. I have a private plane. It's called the Cessna F-150. So I could drive there, and that would be even cheaper.
No, it wouldn't. Have you seen gas prices? Are you insane? Gas prices be $5 a gallon, bro.
Well, I don't know. It would depend on which route I took and everything else. I'm not going to. I still think, but that would be more fun for me, though, because then I can carry whatever I want to carry. Plus, the problem lies, though, is that if I come in there, and I'm in Chambers Custom, and I'm looking around going, look at all these Chambers Custom pistols in various states of builds. And see, the problem, and people probably won't believe this, but Chambers Custom, are your guns fully assembled when they're in the white?
Yeah.
So they're fully functional and everything else?
Yeah. So see, we fire them in the white. I mean, at any given time, we might have 5 to 8 guns in the white, in the safe, ready to be good.
I'm just saying that I've been jonesing to review another gun. I've been waiting on mine, and I presume that I will get that. But in the meantime, in between those two times, you could at least send me a couple.
Or you could just drive out here. Come on, Bill. Throw Kim in the car and let's roll.
Yeah. We could do that, I guess.
We're going to Nebraska for a week.
We're going to go look. We're going to Nebraska. We're going to look at a pond with no water.
Hey, it's got water in it now.
A pond with some water?
I took the four-wheeler out there today to see how much water was in it and to take a picture. And thank God for four-wheel drive and low gear in four-wheelers. Because it was muddy.
I can imagine. That was the back when I was in the service, we had to do cleanup day, and we always got sent to the muddy area, and they always made me drive the four-wheel drive pickups through all the mud, and I had a blast doing it, but it was quite the chore to keep from getting stuck.
Yeah. Well, I've got an M1009 sitting here in the driveway right now.
Really?
Yeah, Brandon bought it. It's sitting here until he can come get it.
One of these days, Brandon's going to move up there, isn't he?
I don't know. I've tried to talk him into it. You never know.
Yeah. I just think it would be fun to review some of these guns that are just sitting there looking at them going, hi there, I'm Bill Frady, and today I'm shooting a Dusty Chambers custom pistol. It's dusty because we don't know what we're doing with it yet, but today I'm going to shoot it.
Maybe I'll...
You could send me one.
Maybe I'll send you one of these WMGs I just got. Maybe I'll send you this WMG that I got that has a dot on it that's in 45.
Okay, that'd be cool.
I'll tide you over until we get yours finished.
That would be cool. I'll shoot that. Although mine's not going to have any sights on it at all. And I understand why you're going that route now, because I had a couple of optics put on a couple of striker fired guns, a Glock and a SIG.
Yeah.
And the SIG, the way the SIG is configured, when you put the adapter plate on it, you lose the rear sight.
Right.
And the front sight is already too low to really co-witness with it if you kept the front of the rear sight. So right. Now really all I see when I stick it out there is the optic. The reticle of the optic.
Take a hammer and knock that front sight off and be ahead of the game.
Why you want me to go cyberpunk up my gun like that?
Because that's how I do, Bo.
You just knock them right. Gosh, that would be a... I'd have to be quite the accurate hammer swinger with that one. I'd probably miss. That's one reason why I'm in radio and not in swinging hammers. I'd miss it up. I'd probably miss it up. Yeah, you ought to send that down here. Let me shoot it, huh?
Have your son do it.
But then I'll have a hole in the end of the gun. If I could find some way to blend it and make it just a smooth top on it, I would do it.
Drill a hole through that Drill through that hole into the barrel, and then you have a ported SIG.
Yeah,
that's a new thing, Bill. Serious ported business.
Ported gun. Well, I tell you what, hang on right there. I want to hear about this serious thing, 1911 University, when we get back. I presume somebody's been asking you to do some stuff that, from the tone of your voice, it sort of sounds like you might think it's silly. You don't have to answer yet. Follow them at chamberscustom.com. Social media, I'll give all that out to you when we get back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats failed to advance a bill seeking to ensure women's access to abortion in a vote designed to draw a clear contrast with Republicans ahead of a potential Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The bill that would have allowed for abortion up until birth went down in a 49-51 vote. Senators Joe Manchin, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski joining the rest of the chamber's Republicans in voting against it. Americans are not bothered by rising rising COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Gallup poll. What said under 1 in 3 American adults are very or somewhat worried about getting coronavirus. The worry level for U.S. adults is the lowest Gallup has recorded since last July. President Biden spent part of his Wednesday visiting a family farm in Illinois. This is USA Radio News. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline set a new record today at $4.40 a gallon. That's up 3 cents from yesterday and up $1.42 over last year at this time. And this driver tells NBC News,
"They're ridiculous, man. Can't, you know, seem like you're working for gas."
A 15-gallon fill-up costs around $21 more this year than last. An escaped inmate is back behind bars in Alabama. Casey White was arraigned last night after arriving from Indiana. That's where he was caught Monday with the corrections officer accused of walking him out of jail on her last day of work. Vicky White, no relation, shot herself in the head as police closed in and died hours later. It's believed they had a romantic relationship for at least 2 years. The entire week is Nurses Day. On Wednesday, it's National School Nurse Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, and he was alluding to porting a gun as he was trying to tell me to take a hammer and knock my front side off and then take a drill and drill a hole into it. Is porting becoming a thing?
Man, apparently there's somebody out there, I don't remember the name of the company,
right?
But you can send them your 1911 and they will take a quarter inch end mill and they will cut cross slot cuts in the top of the sliding barrel. I'm like, why? Why are you doing this? Why are you running guns, bro? Why are you making guns that the slide's gonna crack? Why are you making guns that you're gonna have a bullet shearing? Why you gotta do that to people's guns? And one company in particular that I know of, has had several guns come in to their shop for warranty that have been ported like this. And they're like, yeah, no, fam, we can't warranty that. Yeah, it's not a good thing.
And we're porting them, why?
I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Cool, I guess.
Well, it may be cool, but I mean, it's only cool like if you Photoshop it and you catch all that fire coming out the end of it and everything. But I mean, doesn't it take away from, how much does that take away from, velocity?
Oh, I'd imagine it kills velocity. Especially if you do three of them, like most of the ones I've seen pictures of.
So,
how much fire do you want? All the fire, sir.
All the fire. Well, I mean, this is the part that always is the mystery to me, because I have my WMGC, which shoots as flat as any gun out there. It shoots flatter than any gun that I own, and it will probably be rivaled by the 45 when I get it, and the next 9mm when I get it. But those all come from you. Those all come. Somebody's contacting me right now on Instagram, wanting to know how they would contact you. And he's showing me a picture of an AR-15. Oh, that's his newest build. He keeps asking me questions about what he should buy, and when he, you know, he just brought up your guns, and I'm like, well, that's the ultimate. You have to wait for it, but it's worth the wait. But I don't understand why, like, compensators on the 9mm, as flat as they shoot. I mean, the Night Fighter, flat. I mean, it's the kind of flat shooting gun where you get out there and you pull the trigger the first three times, you turn and you're looking around at your friends going, oh, my God. So why this need to tame? It's like the answer to a question that hasn't been asked.
Well, I mean, 9mm, you know, the 9mm we talked about a little bit before, it operates on a pretty high pressure curve in comparison to a 45 or a Super. And so anytime you can get rid of some of the gas before the bullet leaves the barrel, if you can get rid of some of the gas in an upward fashion, it does tame the recoil. You know, like when you shot the Night Stalker, the comp gun I sent you, that gun shoots a little bit flatter than C model. If you shoot a Life Fighter, you'd be like, oh my gosh, this is like shooting 22. So yeah, I mean, some of it's just cool factor. People, you know, people want something that looks cool, and they think that chopping through the slide will make it look cool. But
when you said that, I just thought, this is why these other guns get bought and purchased and sold and everything, because they look cool. But I mean, is there like a mindset among some gun owners, you think, to where they're never done? Hey, Joe, I need you to build a gun that does this, this, and this, and this. And then you deliver that. And then they're like, okay, next one, I need you to do this, 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 and this. And I want you to put this on it too. And I'm sure you're like, you didn't like the last one? What was wrong with the last one? Oh, the last one was great. It's stupendous. It's the greatest gun I've ever owned. But I need to tame that another 0.055% of the recoil. I'm being asked, is it a 12-month wait? What's the wait time, you think, right now on a gun?
Oh, on WMGs, about 12 to 18 months, give or take.
Typing that while I'm getting it from the source.
There you go.
When I put in chambers.com, chamberscustom.com, it popped up two pinstriped pistols with a straight razor. What is that?
Oh, that's the Mirror Image Duo set that I did back in 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just... on the one hand, I can see constantly wanting to develop and evolve and everything else. But, I mean, is there ever a time when you get out there and you receive a request, like I've made a request to you. I said, I want a single stack 45 with a compensator. Now, I don't know if you tell this to other people, but you just flat told me no.
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody.
Okay. But I mean, and there's reasons for that, which we talked about that before. We don't have time to talk about it right now. We can pick it up on the other side. But I mean, when you tell someone, and we'll talk about this as well, when somebody comes to you and says, Joe, I want you to do this thing. And you've probably heard it 100 times, 200 times that they want this thing, this very thing that this next person wants, who doesn't know that you've turned it down the other 200 times. I don't know. I could understand where from time to time you could get sort of frustrated here and there with some of these things.
No, I don't get frustrated with it because, you know, oftentimes, you know, I've made it pretty public that I'm not doing this or that. And so the asks get a lot less.
Gotcha. Well, hang on for me, if you will. For those people that want to follow Joe at Chambers Custom, there's a variety of really good ways to do it. On Instagram, he does a lot of videos. He posts a lot of videos. He posts his reviews, his mathematical reviews of guns, which are, I mean, completely grounded in science. Follow the science. He is the science. He's bringing you the science. Also, you can find him also at Chambers Custom on YouTube. He has a Patreon page, which is 1911 University, and to get involved, to get on that list, you got to go to chamberscustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Joe Chambers from ChambersCustom.com. It is 1911 University. Let's go over a couple of don'ts because we haven't talked about these in a minute. You do not put compensators on 45 ACPs. Why is this?
Because there's typically not enough gas to make it worthwhile.
Is that because it's just such a slow running round? I mean, do they make a hot load that it would actually work with, or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could make a hot load to make it work effective, but generally speaking, most people aren't going to reload something to make it worthwhile.
Is there anything commercially available to,
I'm sure
work.
There is. It's a guy look around.
Okay. I got you on that one. Now, the other thing you don't do as a rule of thumb, I think you may have done it once, is you, with the 10 millimeters and the 45 ACPs, you do not do double stacks. Why is that?
Because the 10 millimeter beats the crap out of the grip, makes it flex too much, and then the gun doesn't work.
Right.
And the 45 just has issues with feeding.
Is that due to
the way the mags work.
Okay.
You know, is there double stacks? I mean, you can make them work. I've made them work. It's just a lot of work, and you're also relatively limited by the kind of ammo you can shoot.
Once again, do you have to try to find a hotter load, or...?
No, it's the type of bullets, you know, you're limited to certain types of bullets. You can't just grab anything you want off the shelf and roll with it.
Now, those are the things you don't do. Are there any other things you don't do as a rule that I've never covered before?
I don't build officer model guns for the general public. They're just too much trouble.
Right.
And, you know, people call up and they go, oh, it doesn't function well. Are you limp wristing it? Well, what's that? Well, if you have to ask that, then yes, you are. I built a few CCOs over the years, not many, but I mean, those are kind of high end custom special order things for specific clients. I used to build some titanium frame guns. I don't really do that much anymore, mostly because there's not been a lot of demand for it. Those guns, the frames are so expensive, they're like four times more expensive than a carbon steel or an aluminum frame. As a general rule, we don't build lightweight framed guns just because they take a beating. And, you know, you gotta, if you're getting an aluminum frame gun, you gotta understand that you're not gonna shoot it tens of thousands of rounds. They're not made for that.
Right.
So, you know, I just try to limit myself as far as warranties down the road, what's gonna happen, you know. So yeah, I mean, there's not a lot that we don't do, but like I had a guy ask me not long ago for a long slide 9mm compensator. I'm like, no. A long slide 9mm doesn't need a compensator. It's soft enough as it is. You know, they barely recoil as it is, so
right.
What's the point in having a compensator on it? But yeah, I mean, pretty much everything else is open board. We built some pretty wild stuff, as you've seen over the years.
Yep. Now, I guess the my other question would be, do some people expect you to do the totally, since everything you do is based on math and logic and all this other stuff, is the expectation such that you can do things that most people can't because of the consistent approach you take to putting a gun together? Are people actually expecting more out of what you do to make that lightweight framed gun that will run and run and run and run without beating yourself to death, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess people have their own, in their own mind, what their expectations are, and we try to meet most of them. But I also try to balance that with a little bit of temperance, you know. If, like, I'm building a lightweight gun for a friend of mine, a local friend of mine, and, you know, I'm having it accurailed, which will increase the longevity some, but he also knows, you know, it's a carry gun. It's not I'm going to an IDPA match gun.
Right.
It's not what it's made for. You know, I mean, guy's in his 50s and he won't shoot enough rounds through this gun in his lifetime to cause any long-term issues. You know, so when I do decide to build a gun like that, it's for somebody that actually knows what they're doing, and I don't have to worry about them, you know, tearing it up in 6 months and calling me and sending it back because they broke it. I've had a few clients over the years that break stuff the day they get it, and I'm like, why? Why'd you do that? You know, that's not how, like, seriously, you know, that's not the way the gun's made. You can't do that. Yeah, I mean, we try to manage the expectations by producing a product that people look at and go, okay, yeah, that's cool, I like that, and it's going to be reliable and whatnot. And that has helped a lot.
Your guns, the one thing I do see about your guns is that people that own them, they don't take them and baby them. They go to the range a lot.
Oh, typically, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can understand why, because once you start shooting one of these things, and I don't really think I do the gun justice myself when I talk about shooting one. I try to, but when you shoot one of these things, it completely dispels any notions you have in your head about what a really good gun shoots like. Because if you shot Kimbers and Nighthawks and name it, I mean, any 1911 platform, you're going to change your mind when you shoot a Chambers gun. And, I mean, that's where it all comes down to. So I completely understand why somebody would go to the range and just shoot it a lot. Now, do you have people call you up? And I've asked you this before, because here, since I don't have that many guns coming to me, one of the things I'm about to do is start taking out my Chambers Covet gun and start shooting it a little more than I have been. If I get it to the point to where I begin to think it might need a tune-up, you guys got tune-ups?
Yeah, you send it in. We go through it and see what's what, see what it needs, if anything, you know. But if experience is any indicator, you know, like when we had the knife fighter in here that had 35,000 plus rounds through it, you know, we tweaked the extractor a little bit, I put a new slide stop in it, new bushing in it, and off out the door it went.
Yeah.
And the guy that owns that gun, you know, he keeps very good records on how it shoots. And it did open up at about 25 to 30,000 rounds. It started opening up a little bit because the bushing was wearing out, slide stop was wearing out. And then, you know, by the time he got it back, it was back to shooting hundreds of lots of X's.
25 to 30,000 rounds.
So they typically last a long.
Yeah.
They typically last a long time, and they don't wear out fast. They're built
right. Well, I'm about to run out of time. Thank you very much I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you got done in Lincoln and everything. You know, let's talk about shipping something down here, and then let's talk about me driving up there, and maybe it will rain enough to where there'll be some water in the pond.
There you go.
All right. Thank you for joining me tonight.
All right, man. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.